Joining me in Caradio's afternoon news studio, Captain Doug Hansen of the Salvation Army. Boy, have we got some fun stuff to talk with you about today. And you know, it's we're going to paint the town red. That's what we got to do.
Hey, that's our colors, right?
It is. I want to be one of the first, or many, maybe, to welcome you to Colorado Springs.
Thank you, thank you.
And you and your wife have not been here terribly long.
Right. We got here about 5 months ago, and we have a 4.5-month-old baby.
Wow, congratulations.
Yes.
Okay, the altitude helped that along, right?
There you go. Had to get a doctor's note just to fly over here, yes.
Oh, literally. My goodness, wow. Yeah. Well, again, welcome to Colorado Springs.
Thank you
for spending a couple minutes here with me today. Captain Hansen, it is time.
Yes.
Salvation Army is out. KRDO's partnership with Salvation is alive, well, and thriving. We're very excited about that. Red Kettle Rumble's coming not long from now, which is always fun.
But radio will win, right?
Well,
of course.
It doesn't happen any other way. Thank you for that vote of confidence, by the way. So, yes, we're going to be out. I know I'm going to be at American Furniture Warehouse on the 22nd, which is Friday next week.
Yes.
And we will be there from 6 in the morning till about 6 at night. We're going to be gathering up people's food donations, and I met a really, really interesting individual in our parking lot of all places today. He's a huge fan of KRDO's and what we do, which we just love. He's a great, great, great guy. He is going to bring his food to us in a bus. He doesn't own a car. He's going to take the bus to bring us his donation.
Man, it means so much more, right? Like, to us, that might be a reasonable thing to give $20 in food, but to that guy, it was so much more of a bigger gift for him personally. That's awesome.
It means a lot to him and certainly to us. So I'm hoping that he shows up while I'm there so we can give him a big fat handshake and a big thank you while he shows up. And you are making this another notch more interesting. You've got a new element that you're throwing into the mix this year.
Yeah, so kettle season is all about, we think, about making as many different fun events as you can do with the Red Kettle Rumble. That's huge. We do CEO Ring Day, but a new thing we're doing this year, adding to all those awesome fun days, is the $100 bill count. You know, it started off really with all the people that would count kettles in the kettle counting room. It's in a secure, undisclosed location. And they would all brag about who found the $100 bill in the bucket. Because there'll be hundreds of buckets. You'll never see this blue $100 bill. And they're all bragging about how this gal found it or that gal got two in a row on different days. So we figured the rest of the community would find it interesting to see how many $100 bills are in those red buckets. So every Friday in the newspaper and every Wednesday on our Facebook page, we're going to post where we're at. 5, 12, 50. Last year, we got just under 50 $100 bills. And so we think we can do well over 100. But it's more interesting than hearing the grand total and we're 3% ahead of last year and our net versus our... Yeah. So how many $100 bills?
How fun.
Yeah.
And super easy to do. They fold up just like dollar bills do. I mean, you know, come on, folks.
Just as easy as ones.
Yes. The paper is no thicker.
I mean, they count a lot better than a pocket change. But, you know, like just pocket change, I mean, every day we're depositing like 70 pounds-ish in change. It's even the pocket change really adds up. I mean, $100 bill is a big stretch for a lot of people. But people find it fun to count it that way. But pennies, nickels, dimes, we need it all.
Well, and yes, you know, in another life, I collected money from vending machines. I can tell you that a 5-gallon bucket holds $4,000 worth of quarters.
That's a lot of quarters.
So let's take one of those little red kettles, which is about a third the size.
Mm-hmm.
Let's fill one of those up with $100 bills and quarters.
I've seen people, they don't think much of it, but really, if you thought about it, there's probably like $8 in your little ashtray
easily
in your car.
Yeah.
Yeah, and people will just take that fistful of change and weigh that bucket up. I've seen other people, they came by. You know how you can take your coin into the grocery store and cash it out, vacation funds or whatever?
Yeah.
One guy went by, and you just saw this twinge of guilt. I wasn't trying to make any guilt. But he's like, okay. And he gives me like a tip of his coffee can full of coin, and he puts it. Boy, it was probably like $40-$50 just right
That's
there.
That's fantastic.
Just generous, but, you know.
Such great stories. We have such a wonderful town with a great heart for giving. And this is the season. The official kickoff event was Wednesday.
Yes.
And so now it's official.
Yep.
And we're now
into
we're looking
it. Tomorrow
for those.
We start bell ringing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And let's, you know, let's get those $100 bills coming. Let's check in the cushions of the couch.
Yes.
You know, that angel dime that you pick up on the sidewalk, bring that with you.
We'll take it.
Everything helps.
Yes. Very
Captain
true.
Doug Hansen, again, welcome to Colorado Springs, you and your wife and new baby.
Yes.
A Colorado native now.
Yeah, that's right. I never thought of it like that.
A great way so to ingratiate yourself to the community. Mm-hmm. Wonderful stuff. $100 bill campaign coming up along with bell ringing season officially starts tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I hope all of you will consider dropping that loose change that's rattling around in your pockets and cracks and crevices in your world and put those in the red kettles this year.
Yes.
Doug, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. And thank you, Colorado Springs, for giving. You guys are very generous, and we can see that every year with all the kettles and so much more that they give to.
Thank you, Captain. Mm-hmm.